Good morning, Nick.
So today we're going to talk about people who, this will apply to some people listening. Maybe some have never experienced this, but many people have, where you get a notice in the mail from somebody who claims that you owe them money.
Yes.
And they want you to pay up.
Yes. Pay up
or else. Or else.
Right.
Or else what? Right. We're not sure. But
we're not sure.
What do you do when you get a letter like this?
Well, the first thing you have to do is figure out whether it's legit or not. Yeah. All right. Now, the way that you do that is not just to look at it and say, oh, they say this used to be the money I owed to, you know, Bank of America or Chase Card or whatever. You have to call them and say, can you please verify this debt?
Yeah.
Those three words, verify this debt, will cause them to give you an accounting if you ask for it and say, we got this debt, we're servicing this debt, or we own this debt, and we acquired it from whatever bank or credit card company that you owed.
Mm-hmm.
So once you've decided that the debt is real, you've discerned that the debt is real.
Yep.
Now you have to figure out what you're going to do about paying it. And these companies, whether they've bought your debt or whether they are just servicing the debt, have different rules about what they are authorized to accept.
Mm-hmm.
So you may want to make a payment of $5 a month, and it may seem ridiculous to you that they won't accept that.
Right.
But they may not have authorization to do it. So now you have to figure out what can they do for you. And this is a game they're very good at playing. So they'll joust with you about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could just ask, what is the least amount of payment you are authorized to take from me? And if they say something to you like, well, you can send in any payment you want, that's the time you need to ask more questions.
Right.
Sending in the payments, what you need to know about this is how it's affecting your credit. That's what most people are concerned about when they get those letters in the mail.
Yeah.
I have this terrible letter. It must be trashing my credit. Step number one, find out. Pull your credit reports at annualcreditreport.com
mm-hmm.
and see if it's even on there.
A lot of these companies
don't even report to credit reporting bureaus.
Yeah.
So it may not be harming your credit at all, which doesn't mean you don't owe it. Let's say it's on there, it's harming your credit, and you want to make a payment arrangement. And this company is not authorized to take whatever you feel like offering.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't do it.
Right.
It's not within their power. You could ask them, do you think I could get this debt recalled by the original creditor? Let's say it's Ford Motor Company.
Sure.
You can call Ford Motor Company with your account number. It'll take some time because they're not good at finding this stuff once they've sold off the debt or somebody else is servicing it. But explain to them that you'd like to make a payment arrangement. You'd like them to recall your debt. You're willing to have them draft out of your account automatically or whatever you need to do to appease them
mm-hmm.
And see if they'll recall a debt. All of these things that you're talking about, you should always be asking, how is this going to affect my credit? At what point will you report me positively
so
that I can restore my credit? But please don't just send money into oblivion just because, you know,
somebody says
you owe us and they're kind of not all that nice to you on the phone.
Right.
You know, we see this situation a lot in student loans, not that they're not nice. Student loan companies are usually very nice, but they often just can't take the payment you want to make until you default on the loan. And then they can, which is crazy because it harms your credit. So there are lots of things you can do. This is a real crash course in this just to make you aware that if you get one of these letters, there's more to do than just pay it.
Right.
That can benefit you. And that's what you want out of this. You want to make sure that you're getting something in return for repaying this debt.
All right. So first, verify the debt. If you get one of these letters, verify the debt and explore the different options that would be best for you in terms of settling the debt. And if people have any questions about this, you are happy to answer them.
Thank you. And I just want to say, when we're saying settling the debt, I do not mean settlement. I mean
no.
Paying it in full,
paying it
as agreed. Yeah. And they can reach us at 413-774-5555 or on the web at powerdowndebt.com.
All right. Dr. Francis Rame is the money doctor of Power Down Debt and Power Up Retirement. And do we want to tease
Hug your student debt is on its way.
It is coming soon.
Really soon.
We'll learn more about that soon. Francis, thanks so much. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Nick.